This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner, editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives. And with me today is Jay Illingworth. Jay is Vice President of Electronics Product Stewardship Canada, or EPSC. Jay Illingworth, welcome to BI Radio.
Glad to be here.
Tell me first about briefly your organization and what it does.
Sure. EPSC is an industry organization that came together in 2003. We have more than 20 of Canada's largest manufacturers and brand owners of electronics, both consumer electronics and IT companies. We formed in 2003. We now have 24 members. Companies like in the television space, Panasonic and Sony, in the printer space, people like Lexmark and Canon, and in the computer space, people like HP, Dell, and IBM. And we were brought together specifically to focus in on end-of-life regulations.
Why is green important? Why does it matter to IT teams? Yeah.
I think for the IT sector, it's been a couple of things. First of all, the end-of-life part of the equation is a big one. Recycling and responsible recycling of electronics is one that's getting a lot of media attention mm-hmm. because, frankly, if it's not done right, the recycling of products can be very problematic. That's one part of it. Another part, I think, is the fact that our companies are starting to do a much better job in terms of what goes into the products at the front end and making sure they're paying attention to reducing hazardous materials and chemicals and those mm-hmm. sort of things and trying to make products, frankly, easier to recycle and reuse at the end of their life. So mm-hmm. it's from both sides that sort of that it's been happening. And the other part, I think, that's coming up very strongly now is energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Walk me through, if you could, what's the environmental repercussion on that life cycle of a BlackBerry?
Tech companies are paying a lot more attention to that full life cycle, not just looking at, oh boy, how do we recycle this thing at the end of its life, but going right back to the design stage mm-hmm. and getting their environmental teams involved in the design to say, hey, instead of using a screw there, couldn't we use a snap-tight fitting? Mm-hmm. You know, save a material there. What about taking it apart? What about if we are going to refurbish and reuse it? How do we do those sort of things? Mm-hmm. Those sort of things, I think that's part of the shift that's going on is that there is that full life cycle appreciation of the product. Then as it moves through its stages, you're looking at reuse possibly after the first user is done with it. Is there mm-hmm. a reuse market and what are the opportunities there? And then in the recycling stage, recognizing that responsible recycling does cost money, mm-hmm. that even though I think there's a misnomer out there that there's a gold mine in old electronics, there are valuable metals and plastics and glass, but to responsibly recycle it properly in Canada, it's mm-hmm. going to cost money. Mm-hmm. And I think companies have come to that realization and are ready to invest in it. Mm-hmm. And governments have certainly realized that, and that's why we're seeing a whole host of regulations coming mm-hmm. through at the provincial level requiring those kind of programs to be in place.
Right. You're saying that there are some regulations that are already in place. Could you give us an example of some of those?
Sure. You're seeing provinces like Alberta, British Columbia, Saskatchewan. They've already moved forward on regulations requiring industry to take responsibility for their products at the end of their life. And mm-hmm. the basic premise is you put it into the market, you take it out. Mm-hmm. And then on a monthly basis, they'll need to report on sales of the obligated products. Mm-hmm. There's an environmental handling fee that's usually put on in the front end of those purchases of those products. So there's a fairly complicated reporting structure that needs mm-hmm. to go on at the provincial level. The other thing that we're seeing in some of the regulations, like British Columbia is a good example, is they're not only interested in terms of what you're doing to support the recycling part of the equation, mm-hmm. but what are we doing around design for the environment? Things like chemical management, mm-hmm. trying to reduce the number of lead and cadmium, mercury, those kind of materials in their products. Trying to look at energy efficiency, enhance mm-hmm. energy efficiency. Trying to build design for the recycling mm-hmm. right into the product, right at the front end. Governments want industry to report on that. They mm-hmm. want to make sure that we're not just trying to clean up the mess at the back end, but mm-hmm. we're doing a better job at reducing the environmental footprint of our mm-hmm. products right up front. I think that the more IT companies are aware and knowledgeable of being able to assemble the information that's within the company mm-hmm. and report on it and have a reporting mechanism, I think that's a good investment to mm-hmm. make now.
What has the response been? What are you seeing among your member organizations? Yeah. Are they voluntarily stepping up? Yeah. What are you seeing?
So our organization, the 24 companies that I represent, mm-hmm. have voluntarily stepped up, mm-hmm. and that's why they formed EPSC, was because they are environmental leaders, and they want to show some leadership and mm-hmm. say, you know, we're taking a leadership role here. We're not just waiting for regulation and then mm-hmm. responding to it. We want to actually be part and parcel of the plan mm-hmm. development as it moves forward. I think in the programs that have rolled out in provinces like Alberta and British Columbia and Saskatchewan now, there's been very little pushback. I think mm-hmm. companies understand it. There has to be a little bit of hand-holding to get the message across about why this is important.
Mm-hmm.
Level playing field is a huge issue. Yeah. I think once companies understand this isn't just, I'm not just being picked on here, but it's across the whole sector,
right.
then I think it's a message that mm-hmm. that is sellable and one that's easy to understand.
Right. Let's look at it from a different lens. Let's talk about investors for a few minutes. Big investment firms are now getting into the game. Mm-hmm. There is Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, looking at a company's global footprint or carbon footprint as a criteria for whether the company is worthy to be invested in. Now, that is a big shift.
Yep.
There is the Carbon Disclosure Project, which represents trillions of dollars of institutional investors. What are you seeing from that, from that aspect?
I think what you're seeing now with this whole corporate social responsibility move and, mm-hmm. and sort of the green and sustainability approaches that we're seeing is the fact that, you know, not only from an investor point of view, but from a consumer point of view, this is something that would put our company in good stead. And mm-hmm. it helps our brand to say, hey, we're a good environmental actor. We're stepping up. We're participating in these provincial programs. We're trying to do a better job at designing our products. Mm-hmm. We're paying attention to things like energy efficiency. All those kind of things, I think, are starting to shift. And so mm-hmm. that's why I think from the investment side, they're looking for those kind of signals.
I guess the last part of this equation is the consumer demand. And if I was in marketing, say, taking that market opportunity, that consumer demand, all the way back into the R&D process so that you can show as a company that not only are we being responsible at the end of the life cycle, but our products are designed more responsibly from the ground up. That's an ideal scenario, but is that what you're seeing?
And it's happening. It's happening on two fronts. Yeah. I think the consumer market, they're becoming more savvy. They can separate out that greenwash. They mm-hmm. can say, you know, well, okay, so you recycle your products. Where do you recycle them? How do you recycle them? You know, what really happens? How much goes to landfill? So I think the consumer segment is becoming more savvy on that mm-hmm. side. On the other end, there's a number of standards that are coming out now. There's one in the U.S. called EPEAT. And EPEAT has started to move forward to become a de facto standard in terms of green electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a number of different measures that companies have to pre-qualify their products on. It's a set environmental standard that they've put through the American Standards Association. And so what then that does now for a purchaser, especially for a purchaser of a large amount of electronics, is it gives them a tool, a green mm-hmm. procurement tool, to be able to say, I want to make sure that any of the purchases I'm making, and, you know, sometimes we're talking hundreds or thousands of electronics at once,
mm-hmm.
Have as little environmental impact as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, new regulations, meaning new business opportunities for the electronics industry. Jay Illingworth, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Are you a performance manager? Learn how to be one with The Performance Manager, the latest business book from Cognos, PMSI, and BI International. The Performance Manager explores the key challenges in core business functions, sales, marketing, finance, product development, and HR, and describes proven ways you can improve performance in each using sweet spots of information. Become a Performance Manager today. Order your free copy of the book online at www.cognos.com/pmbook. That's cognos.com/pmbook.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.